It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. The cell phone revolution is old news, but in the 20 years since cell phones have become common, they have infiltrated almost every part of our lives. They connect us, they give us directions, and they offer endless options for entertainment. This hour, we're going to talk about how they've changed our lives, how they've changed us, and we'll do a little reminiscing about life before cell phones. But first, we did a little experiment. We asked Iowa Public Radio producer Claire Roth, definitely a member of the smartphone generation, to give up her phone for 24 hours. No phone, no texts, no social media on her phone. The experiment had just begun when she shared this thought.
So it's only been 2 hours, but already 3 times I have gone to reach for my phone and had a small moment of panic when I haven't been able to find it, and then realized my mistake, a little bit like someone looking for their glasses when they're right on their face.
And Claire is now in the studio with me. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Charity.
How many times did you panic during the 24-hour period, do you think?
Maybe 5 or 6. It wore off in the last 12 hours, maybe.
All right. You realized you didn't have it. How many times during the day do you think you wanted to text somebody?
Oh, man, that's hard to quantify, but twice an hour at least.
Really?
Absolutely.
So the texting was a lot bigger deal for you than not being able to call somebody?
Absolutely. I mean, the big thing for me is my best friend and I, we text all the time. That's how we keep in contact. And we're a support network for each other, and so if anything ever goes wrong, she immediately knows. And it also made me a little bit scared because I don't know how she is, and that makes me nervous because I couldn't check in with her.
You also, of course, have trained people in your life that if they need to get in touch with you, that's the way to get in touch with you. So you actually missed connecting with your stepdad yesterday because you didn't have your phone.
Yeah, and I think I would have remembered, too, had I had my phone, because we set it up. I knew he was going to come into town. And so if I had my phone to ding the reminder, you know, Mark's coming 1 p.m., but I didn't have that. And he reached out to me 2 separate times. He sent me an email later on. And he said, I think I missed you. I left you a voicemail. I sent you a text message. And I couldn't get in touch with you, so I just left your stuff on your back stoop. And that was that. So I felt really bad about that, actually.
And your stuff was there when you got home?
Yes, it was.
That is good news. We also, as I mentioned, we use our cell phones for getting directions. We never get directions before we go anyplace. We just put the address into the GPS and it guides us there. You went somewhere last night that you had never gone before. How did you get directions?
I opened up my computer. I went to Google Maps. I printed them off. And then at each stoplight, I turned on my light and I made sure my next turn was there. Because even more so than normal people, I think I have a phobia of being lost. I do not like not knowing where I'm going. And so when I got a smartphone 2 years ago, it was this huge weight off my shoulders because I thought I'll never be lost. I'll always know where I am. And so last night, it was very unsettling and it was a new person's house. And I thought if I get lost on the way there, I can't call him. I'll have to stop at a gas station, I guess.
Did you know they put they print a map in the phone book?
You can really?
Go. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
We used to get around that way. So on your way to your friend's house, you also started feeling anxious. And let's play a little bit of tape from that.
I'm also a little bit worried that the plan changed and that we're meeting at someone else's house or that we moved the time and I've missed it because I just don't have a cell phone that connects me to these people. And the messaging that we use is entirely on cell phones.
So when you go places with friends, do you text a lot to them leading up to when you actually see them?
Absolutely. Yeah, and the plan actually changed last night. Not entirely. I got there fine, but I was the first person to show up. Everyone else was waiting in the parking lot and had called the person. And there was much more messaging after I left about how exactly we were going and when exactly we were leaving. And it worked out, but I was kind of the social dunce of the night.
The outlier.
Yes.
We also get bored if we don't have access to our phones. I mean, I suppose we get bored anyway, but you found that boredom was a problem for you. You have a little bit of a sound about that as well.
Oh, and another thing, I don't have my phone for music, so I'm going to be listening to the radio. Let's see what's on. Iggy Azalea. Great.
Oh, life is really, really hard. So what was the hardest part of this whole experiment for you?
I think the hardest part for me was the effect on other people. You know, because for me, I don't have Facebook anyway. Mm-hmm. I try to be a person that is relatively unplugged, that isn't constantly on their phone. But I let my stepdad down. I don't like that. I don't like that I miss seeing him. I like seeing him. It hurt me that I missed him that way. I missed out on the messages from my friends, and they said they were worried about me, and they didn't know what was going on because they asked me multiple times, are you coming tonight? Are you not coming tonight? And I didn't like that I let people down that way. Other than that, there was just a security blanket aspect of it. There was something about reaching to my phone and it not being there, thinking, and not just past the whole like, oh, I lost my phone, but just not having this thing where if I'm in an awkward social situation, I can look on my phone. If I get lost, I can look on my phone. I wonder if my work email, if like that guest got back to me, oh, I can check my phone. All of that was gone the entire time.
You're done. You can turn your phone back on.
Okay. Here we go.
It's on. How many messages do you have waiting for you?
75.
75. It might not even be done counting.
I don't think so.
You've got some serious reading to do. Claire, thank you so much.
Thanks, Charity.